could we be hit by a blast of gamma rays large enough to knock out our ozone layer?
Mm-hmm.
If that happened, George, all surface Earth life, including humans, would be exposed to deadly UV and gamma ray energies no longer blocked by the protective ozone layer. And has that happened before to our planet?
Bet it has.
And caused one or more of the half dozen extinction events that mark the life and death evolution of this planet? Well, there appears to be some evidence that the answer to that question might be at least one yes. First, I talked with Professor Sion about his T. pyxidus research, and then I called Professor Adrian Malott, professor of astronomy and astrophysics at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. He hypothesizes that Earth's Ordovician extinctions 440 million years ago had all the earmarks of strong gamma ray radiation, perhaps from a massive dying star more than 20 solar masses in size that emitted what is called a gamma ray burst. And it's so interesting because in that Ordovician extinction, it killed mostly plankton and other near-surface life of the oceans only in the southern hemisphere of our planet. And you will hear Dr. Malott talking about this fascinating theory. But first, here is Professor Edward Sion from Villanova University.
And a supernova explosion is 1 million to 10 million times more powerful than a classical nova explosion. If a type 1A supernova occurs close enough to Earth, the input of gamma rays and X-rays could have a significant effect on the ozone layer,
leaving surface life vulnerable to solar radiation and X-rays.
Exactly.
I'm wondering, has anyone speculated about whether such a gamma ray radiation burst could explain periodic extinctions?
Yes. There is a professor at the University of Kansas, Adrian Malott, who has published extensively on this possibility in terms of gamma ray bursts possibly triggering the mass extinctions in the Ordovician period.
Adrian Malott, Ph.D., is professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, where he has worked since 1986 after earning his Ph.D. in physics from the University of Texas. In 2003, Professor Malott posed the question to his astronomy colleagues, what would gamma ray radiation from a supernova or large gamma ray burst do to Earth? Is there any extinction event in Earth's history that might have been caused by intense gamma ray radiation hitting Earth? Here now is Professor Malott from the University of Kansas.
One of the things we realized was that most of the radiation effects would be shielded by water, and just a very short depth would be pretty good protection. And so the Ordovician extinction had this odd characteristic that basically only things that floated on top of the water or had larvae that lived in shallow water were affected by this extinction. So the Ordovician extinction might fit. We noticed another characteristic. This extinction was accompanied by glaciers, by an ice age that came on suddenly and went away suddenly without repeating. And that's another thing that we thought might be a side effect of such a burst.
Now, why would gamma ray radiation reaching the Earth cause an ice age?
One of the things it does is the radiation breaks open chemical bonds that are normally too strong to be broken.
You mean the ozone layer?
This radiation can break that bond, and so now you have atomic nitrogen, and you can make all kinds of compounds that are normally present in low abundance. And one of them is nitrogen dioxide, NO2. It's a catalyst for the destruction of ozone. The other is that it's kind of brown in color. It's the thing that gives smog its sort of tea brown color. And we thought that there might be enough shielding of radiation from the Earth reaching the Earth's surface that it would cool the climate.
Hmm. So that combination of water surface life being destroyed and a sudden ice age, those are the two main ingredients for looking at the Ordovician as being caused by gamma ray radiation reaching Earth.
That's right. That was our initial motivation.
How close to our solar system would that have to be in order to cause this kind of an extinction event?
I believe most of the calculations we've done have been for a gamma ray burst 2,000 parsecs away, 2 kiloparsecs. We think that's close enough that could give rise to a gamma ray burst that could damage the Earth severely.
Could you explain 10 parsecs and 100 parsecs?
Now, a supernova is a different thing. Only a very, very small fraction of supernovae give rise to gamma ray bursts. But a supernova at 10 parsecs could do similar damage. Both of these things, supernovae at 10 parsecs, gamma ray bursts at 2,000, are things that are likely to have happened once or twice, maybe, in the last, say, 500 or 600 million years.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the length of time for which we have a decent fossil record.
And that the Ordovician right now is at the top of your list as possibly having the earmarks of at least a gamma ray burst. But let me get clarification on that type 1A supernova, the white dwarf Tpixidis. What is the radiation that is given off by a type 1A supernova?
They give off a wide variety of radiation, but they're not beamed. That's the difference. A gamma ray burst emits more radiation and has that radiation focused in a narrow beam, which you might get hit by and do damage from a large distance. Supernova at 2,000 parsecs is, or even 1,000, there would be a bright star in the sky and a small increase in cosmic rays, but nothing serious.
So from 1,000 parsecs down to 100 parsecs or 10 parsecs, if there was a white dwarf type 1A supernova at 10 parsecs or 100 parsecs, what would happen?
Well, at 10 parsecs, you'd have an extinction event comparable to what I discussed for the Ordovician extinction or gamma ray burst. At 100 parsecs, you might have, you'd have an extremely bright star in the sky. Probably see it in the daytime. You'd probably get some ozone layer depletion, enough to make people worry about skin cancer and so forth, but not the kind of thing that would lead to extinctions.
Now, why is it that a gamma ray burst is focused in a narrow beam compared to a supernova?
Well, gamma ray bursts, most of the long bursts, which are the more powerful kind, are thought to originate from very, very massive stars, like 30 solar masses, which are spinning very fast. And when they explode, there's a kind of a donut-shaped accretion disk of gas around them, and basically nearly all the energy escapes perpendicular to the donut hole in narrow beams.